Shava Bizarro Shalaron, what's the thing that Shava Bizarro Shalaron? So Rashi says that means the Schorim and the Kavis, that apply to both the Zohar and to the Kavah.
Because
regular Kodesh Kodoshim only goes to Zichrei Kuna, to a Zohar, not to an Akeva. So what's the thing that applies to both? Have Yoy Mezu Truma. The Pasuk here is talking about Truma. Now what does the Pasuk say? It says clearly, Ishid Mizer Aram Vutru Azov, but Kodeshim Letoichel says Nalarit from the Kodeshim. So the Kodeshim here cannot mean regular Kodeshim, because that doesn't apply to an Isha. Helamai is talking about Truma. So the Pasuk is saying that when a Kohen is Tamei, he's not letting this Kodeshim of Truma. So the Gemara of Yehima b'chazov v'shoik, maybe the Pasuk only means he can't eat this Kohen is Tamei, can't eat from the Chazov v'shoik. So Rashi says, the Shlomim, hanitan l'kahanim, but the whole l'nishayim. Hey, the matonis that a Kohen gets from a Korban Shlomim, that is only Kodeshim Kalim. He's allowed to feed to his wife. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about when they're Tomei, they can't eat from this Kodeshim of Shlomim. But maybe Trum is Mutter. So Gemara says, Eina b'chazeris. That's not a loch of chazeris. It's a loch of a bas kohen got married to a Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. When she gets divorced, her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house, she's allowed to eat Truma. Ma'ashen kain, for the dinner, chazor v'shoik, she's not allowed to go back to her father's house. We had before, the Rashi says, let lesa b'chazeris. Bas Koyin Almona Yisrael. The Zer Reynold Yom Perak Almona. She Chazeres Chazeres the Truma. The Yain Chazeres the Chazor B'Shoik. She does not go back to eat the Chazor B'Shoik. Once she was once married to Yisrael, she can't eat anymore from the Chazor B'Shoik. So this pasuk is mashma here that after she gets divorced, she'll go back to her father's house. So he can't be talking about Chazor B'Shoik. The pasuk is talking about Truma. So the Gemara Truma Nami Yaina Mechalola. I look over a case that an Isha can't eat Truma anymore. If she becomes a Chalola, and the Gemara, Chalola la Zara di Aaron hi. It's a different Svara. She's not called Zara Shal Aaron. But calls the man that called Zara Shal Aaron, there's a locha they could eat Truma. So this Pasuk Ish is talking about Leyecha B'Kodeshim, means that a person that's Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. That's the din of our Mishnah, that a Kohen that's Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. Right.
Yeah.
So while we have arrived, the Pasuk says that by Truma, if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to eat Truma. So Moriyas Naomi, my, how do we know? Tahai, Ada Sheyi Toher. After we say the Kohen was Tomei, he's not allowed to eat Truma till he becomes Tor. What does that mean? Adi Kaher Shemesh. That means even though he went to the Mikvah in the afternoon, Halacha is he has to wait till nighttime, till Tzatzik Kechovim, that's the first time he can start to eat Truma. Eimo, why don't you say Adam Isaac Apora? Maybe no, maybe a Kohen that was Tomei, let's say he was a Zav. The Pasuk is talking about a Zav. If you say Atuma Zav, the locher is, after he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, the eighth day he has to bring a korban. So maybe he can't eat Truma until he brings his korban on the eighth day. So Mar says, let's talk about it. Don't think like this. Titona Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Dever Rabbi Shmuel says like this. Bizav Baal Shtei Riyos Uve Mitzora Muskra Kosu Medaber. Here the pasuk that says that Atomei cannot eat Truma is talking about a Zav, a man, that only saw two times a Zavus. The loch is he's taka tomei for 7 days, but he does not have a chiyuv to bring a korban. Only if you see three times, you have to bring a korban. But a zav, a baal shtei riyos, has no chiyuv korban. So the pasuk here is talking about a person that does not have a korban. So if you do not have a korban, what's called yitor? Yitor means the seventh day, the day you go to the mikvah. If you wait till tzatzik kechovim, until nighttime, that's called tor, then you let eat truma. Rashi says, Zav bal shtei riyos, lav ba korbanu, k'netanya mesechta megillah, monakos ashtayim, the more dashes there, it says 2 and 3, to have you see 2 times, you take a tomei for 7 days. For 3 times, that's when you have a chiyuv korban. So Al Gemara says, the pasuk is talking about when there's no chiyuv korban. The two cases are either a Zav bal shtei riyos, or also a Mitzorah muskar. Or Mitzorah also was muskar that was locked, that was muska means it was never huchlat, it was never vadai tummy. It was only had to be locked up for 7 days to see if it changed. At the end of 7 days it was tor, so such a mitzvah also does not need a carbon. But I think where it says, Dum you the tummy mace, just like tummy mace, ma tummy mace, the lav bakaparu, just like when you touch your mace you become tummy. There's no chiyuv to bring a carbon. There's only a loch, you have to wait 7 days. And you make the Hazor, b'yom shlishim, b'yom shvi, you become Tor. is hani nami the lav v'nei kaporaninu. That is the pasuk says that a kohen that's a tamei is not lari to truma. Asha yitor, yitor here has to mean only heresh shemesh. So that's when it comes night time. He does not have to wait until he brings his korban. El the bar kaporia, the maisi kaporia. V'su ho de tnan. That that we learned. Toval v'ola. Oicho b'maisa. Herer shimshoi oicho b'truma. We learned what? Toval, if you went to the mikvah. Again, that's what we learned like this. The suho de tenan. Toval v'yola. You went down to the mikvah and you came up. Oicho b'maisa. The locher is to eat maisa shen, you let eat it right away. As soon as you went to the mikvah, that's enough to eat, maitse sheni. Hero shimshoi, when he waits until it becomes nighttime, oichel b'truma, that's the loch of a tful yoim. Even after the kohen went to the mikvah, because the money did not become nighttime, he's not allowed to eat truma. Hevi kapara, if he's such a zav or a metzora that has to bring a korban, when he brings on the eighth day the korban, then oichel b'kochim, then he's allowed to eat kochim. So there are three madregas. That you are tamei, one madrega is as soon as you go to the mikvah, you tore the geta meiser. When it comes night time, you tore filchus truma. And the next day when you bring your korban, that's when you tore in order to eat kochim. For the Gemara Minolan, how do we know these three chalukim? Omar Ravas, Ravas says, Omar Rav Chizda, Tolosa Kroi Ksiv. There are three psukim over here. Ksiv, one posuk says, V'lo yoichal min hakodeshim, ki imrochas besor b'mayim. One pasuk is mashmi, not allowed to eat kochim, when, kozman, you didn't go to the mikvah. Mashmi, as soon as you go to the mikvah, then you're allowed to eat kochim. Horochat tor, mashmi, as soon as you went to the mikvah, you are tor. That's one pasuk. Uksiv, another pasuk says, ulbo hashemish v'tor. V'yacha yechum in the kochim. Another pasuk says, no, you can't eat as soon as you come out of the mikvah, but rather, ulbo hashemish, you have to wait till nighttime, till tzatzik kachovim. After the mikvah, you still need tzatzik kachovim. Then you can eat from kochim. Uksiv, another pasuk says, v'chiper oleho ha'koyin v'toaro. That no, he has to have his korban. It's not enough. The night time, you have to wait till the eighth day, and he has to bring his korban. That's when he's Torah. So it's a steer in the three psukim. So Gemara says, ha'ketzad, how does the three psukim come out? Kan l'maiser. One is for maiser sheni. That's enough to go to the mikvah. Kan l'truma. That's enough to wait till Heresh Shemesh till night time. Kan l'kodeshim. Mashen can't eat kodeshim. That's the loch you have. You mechusa kippurim. If you have to bring a korban, you can't eat until you bring a korban. For the Mar V'yepech Hanot, let's change it around. Maybe Yechvei Truma has to wait till you bring a korban. Let's change around the svaras. And maybe kodeshim you can eat by Heresh Shemesh. So Gemara says, Mistabro Truma Adifa. Shekein Machpaz. That Truma is more chomer. Shekein machpaz, it has these chomadiga things we had before. Adarabba, so first the question is, the most cool dikul one is what, right after the mikvah you could eat it. So saying that goes on maisa sheni. And the next one, you have to wait till night time, that goes on truma. So saying that the svara truma is more chomor than maisa sheni, because it has machpaz. But the gemara adarabba, maisa radifa, maisa is more chomor. Shekein hadas tav. Rashi says, our voice mokum, maisa sheni could only eat inside Yerushalayim, mashenka truma, you could eat any place. Vidu, you have to say, vidu the maisa sheni, also loinen, and loinen can eat maisa, even though he could eat truma. Ulevayim imenu betuma, you could burn it when it's tamei, the yoichle betuma satsuma loika, if you eat it, when it is tamei, you get malchus, the chai bebir, yehei means havo. Dalit vidui, samach osa, loinin, test tuma, beis beer, vakuna lesnaya betruma. Kis all these halachas don't apply by truma. So maybe maisa sheni is more chomer than truma. Therefore, maybe when you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to eat truma right away. Maybe heres shemesh needs for maisa. Maisa dafilu hochi, misa adifa. Machpaz means by truma, ye truma, ye chayiv misa, or zari truma. He's chayiv misa, b'dei shemayim, that's the more chomerdika. So therefore, since truma has a misa to it, therefore, truma has to be more strict than maisa. Therefore, the first pasuk that going to the mikvah is enough applies to maisa sheni, and the second pasuk you have to wait till night time that applies to truma. Rav Rama b'loy misa difa narmalim otzamrit. even without the svar that truma should be more chomer because of misa. But Omar Kro, the Pasuk says nefesh. Says the Pasuk of nefesh. It's Rashi, Omar Kro nefesh. The Kro, the chiyim rochas pesaroi. The first Pasuk that's mashmir, if you go to the mikvah tanov, ksiv, nefesh ki siga boy. Alma Kro kama b'maisa mishtoi. First says the word nefesh. So Izel Dov, the Gemara says, sheshova b'chol nefesh. What's something that anybody could eat? Like nefesh is mashm, any nefesh, anybody. Have yoyim ezem maisa, that's maisa sheni. Maisa sheni, anybody could eat. That's the lach. Anybody that has tfuah that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off maisa rishon and maisa sheni, even if you're Yisrael. So that's called nefesh, it applies to everybody. So there the pasuk says, you can't eat it, it calls man, you didn't go to the mikvah. But Shemka, the next pasuk is talking about truma. Shred the gemara of yakati hani mili hecha de la ba kaporo. Avol hecha de ba kaporo, ad maisi kaporo. So true, but not that you say a kohen can eat truma, but heru shemish, maybe it's only if the kohen only touched the shemish. That at night time he's tor legamri. What about in the case where a kohen is a zav, or a kohen is a mitzora? That the locher is, even after he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, and it came to the night time heru shemish, lemaisa tomorrow he still has to bring a korban. So in a case where the kohen has to bring a korban, how do we know that he can eat truma at night time after heru shemish? Maybe Heresh Shemesh is only to a person that has no chiyuv korban. If you touch the mace, if you touch the sheretz. But maybe when the kohen became tameh, through tuma zav or metzora, that he has no chiyuv to bring a korban, maybe he can't eat truma until he brings his korban. So this Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim. Be a ledis. By an isha that gives birth. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ad Moloi Shimei Taira. She has to wait till she finishes the Yimei Taira. Kiven Shemolu Yimei Taira. As soon as she finishes counting her days, then she's Larit, then she's called Tor. Trashia Boyim L'Zohar, or El Shemonil Nekeva Torah. After 40 days of the Zohar, or 80 days after a Nekeva girl, then she's Torah. Vu Hera Shemesh Shaloh, that's called Hera Shemesh Shaloh. The Mishas Tfilah, L'Soyv Shiv L'Zohar, U'Shmeayim Nekeva. The Lachar is after the first 7 days of the Zohar, or the first 2 weeks of a Nekeva, she goes to the Mikvah. And she has a din, any dam she sees there is dam tor, but she has a shame, tfu yoin, ad or habos kabinoisov, until the night of the day she can bring the korban. Liyay mocher, he nikras tfulas yoy morach. It's called one long tfulas yoy morach. That's one pasuk. That when it comes, finishes malay shimei, she's Torah. Uksiv, another pasuk says, vechipur ala akayin v'torah. That after the kayin brings a korban, she brings a korban yoledes, that's when she's Torah. So chutzestira, is she tor at the night time, or is she first tor the next day when she brings a korban? Hokesad, kan le truma, kan le kodeshim. If she's a bas koyin, she's a lari truma. So even though she's a yeledis, that tomorrow she's going to have to bring a korban, but still that night, when she has der shemesh, she's lari truma. So you see a koyin, that's a tful yoyim, even if he has to bring a korban tomorrow, so what? Lamaisa today he went to the mikvah, and it came night time, he's lari truma. And kam the kodeshim, but in the case where the isha wants to touch him, that's the locham. The chusik yipurim is also to kodeshim. For the gemara veipach, no, let's change it around. Maybe for kodeshim you can eat at night time, and truma is the next day. Truma you have to wait till you bring a korban. So gemara says no, mistabra kodesh chomer. It's more mistabra that kodeshim has a chomedik alocha that eat a behem of kodeshim, then you have to have to bring the kapara. Shekain pankas. You have all these chumras, there's pigle, there's noiser, you have all these chumras by karbonos. The more adarab, a truma chamura, shekain machpaz, there's misa we had before by truma. So Moses says, first of all, hanak nefeshin, that kodshim have more chomedik alochis than truma does. Rav Rama Rava says, beloy hanak nefeshin, even without that svara, that you have more svaras by kodshim to say it's more strict than truma. Loy Moses Tarmut, you can't say the opposite way around. To say that for truma, you're not allowed to eat truma until you bring a korban. Rasama Kro, the pasuk says, v'chipa rolo ha'koin v'toro, mechlal shehi temeya, mashma that she was tummy. Trashi ad hashta. Now vi sakadad the Kro kama, the sharu lemechel miyurta v'kodeshim, now vi sakadad the v'kodeshim, if you want to say that the first pasuk that says at night time, she's allowed to eat kodeshim. And here we're talking about only for truma, but the pasuk says what the chippa or the kain the Torah. When the kain brings the korban, then she becomes tor. Mashma, up until she brought the korban, she's tameya. So if she's tameya, how could she eat? How could she touch him then? The Hurikri Khan, you should read over here the pasuk of Vihabosara Shayiga Bachot Tomei Lo Yechel. There's a pasuk by Kaddishim that if you have meat of a korban chatos of a korban shlomim, if any person that's Tomei touched it, you're not allowed to eat the korban. So here, how could you say this Isha? She's allowed to eat kachim at night time, even though she didn't bring a korban yet. The Torah calls her Tomeya before she brought a korban. El Shmamina Betruma. The Ravadar Shmamina Betruma. That that we say she can eat something at night time, that's only truma. Mashen can't eat kodeshim and achrami. Kodeshim should not allow to eat until she brings the carbon. That's how we have the three different halachas. The marmaski of law, Rav Sheish, Rav Shisha, Bred, Ravidi. Omi, Moses Amrit. Truma, Ksiv, Hocho. Is it possible to say that the pasuk here that says Beher Shemesh is talking about truma? For a Tanya would not like this. Dabra pasuk says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael. Is ainly yellow b'nei Yisrael. It's talking about mamish to b'nei Yisrael. It says there b'nei Yisrael isha ki sazria. So ainly yellow by b'nei Yisrael they have tumas later. Is ainly yellow by b'nei Yisrael ki yoros v'shivcha m'shukroros minayin heruna v'giyoros or a shivcha when she gives birth also she has tumas later. Talmud loy me'isha says the word isha. Now vi sakadadik v'truma we're talking about truma this pasuk ki yoros v'shivcha b'nei smecha truma ninu. Is a Giyaris possible to eat Truma? Or a Shivcha, could they eat Truma? The Chura Giyaris is not a Kahanis. How could she eat Truma? So my Rava says, for like what?